To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show, and it's time for the 31st installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 47th state in our nation, admitted to the Union back in 1912, known to some of you out there as Land of Enchantment. Before we all head to Albuquerque, New Mexico, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Well made and well traveled, when you choose Travel Pro Luggage, you're getting a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through. We like their new Platinum Elite line, and now you can upgrade to a premium travel experience with the Platinum Elite Collection, as it combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style.
You know, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. If you're in the market for new luggage, maybe you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro. You can check them out at TravelPro.com for specials and information on the Platinum Elite or the Max Light 5 line that Rudy likes. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now off to the Duke City we go to speak with Visit Albuquerque CEO Tanya Armenta.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Tanya, and our Destination Spotlight on Albuquerque.
Thrilled to be joining you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about a place I love so much.
Well, we are glad to have you here. You know, and as Mary and I were preparing for this interview and thinking of our past visits to your city and the surrounding area, Albuquerque's rankings on some lists, you know, major lists that we have here, they really caught our attention. So I'm just going to give a few of them. Like, I don't have time to give them all, but 50 best places to travel in 2018 by Travel and Leisure, one of the best small cities by National Geographic Traveler, top 10 most affordable vacation destinations by Smart Asset, one of 27 underrated U.S. destinations everyone should visit in their lifetime by Insider, and 20 game-changing places to live by Sunset Magazine. As I said, there are a lot more on this list, but clearly Albuquerque is well-credentialed, Tanya, and in your opinion, what makes it such a great travel destination?
Well, it's pretty cool that what we've long known about Albuquerque, that it is really hitting the radar from a national and international standpoint. So I think this is Albuquerque and New Mexico are definitely, there's still a high unawareness of both the city and the state. And so it's exciting to see that we are starting to kind of, that we're, the light is shining on Albuquerque and the state. From our standpoint, I would say best four-season climate in the country. You experience all four seasons, and they're all very mild. Not very many places in the country can say that. The cultural fabric of this place, with both the Native American communities, the Hispanic, the Latin American influences, the Mexican influences, all of that comes together with other multicultural influences to make the fabric of this place very, very special. And that, you see that in so many different aspects of living here. But with, you know, without a doubt, you know, the culture and the cuisine and just kind of everyday living here is evident as a result of that fabric.
Right. You just painted a beautiful picture of Albuquerque. So, and I think when a lot of people think of Albuquerque, of course, they also think of the International Balloon Festival. And we're actually going to cover that in a few weeks on the show in early October. Robert and I have enjoyed the Old Town area. As you said, there's a strong Native American cultural influence, Latin American, Mexican. There's museums. Lots of things to do outdoors. Tanya, what do you think attracts the most visitors to your city each year?
I think really it's a combination. I think the cultural influences for sure bring those cultural travelers who really are drawn here for those reasons. Outdoor travel, we're seeing a real emergence of additional outdoor recreationalists who want to come, because we do mountain on the east side of the city, river that runs through the city, just tremendous opportunities in terms of hiking and cycling. And ballooning, of course, has always been synonymous with Albuquerque. More balloonists live here every day than any other place in the country. So while we're known for the 9-day international festival, the fact that the balloons dot the sky every, throughout the year.
Yeah, they do.
That is something that's a visitor attraction.
I'm trying to get
Mary. Experience.
Trying to get Mary for us to do a live broadcast from a balloon. We'll see if that ever happens. But real quick for you, you know, I know skiing in New Mexico may not be as synonymous with our listeners as other parts of the country. Fall's soon going to be here. It'll be followed by the winter travel season. So talk with us about some of the skiing that's available to visitors around Albuquerque.
And New Mexico is home to some of the most diverse ski areas and most affordable ski areas in the country. And on the backside, just here in the city, you can ride the tramway up and then ski down the backside of the mountain here in Albuquerque. Of course, to the north, we have Santa Fe and Taos. And Taos has had so much additional development happen over the last few years there at the ski area. And then just to the south of the city as well, ski area. So skiing is really something that I think in New Mexico is a secret. But it's definitely the diversity of the ski areas, the affordability make it a beautiful place to come for the winter.
Yeah, I also, I'm going to go back to what you said. I've always associated multiculturalism and Albuquerque as one. But right now, last question we're going to ask you before we let you go, Tanya. Give us a quick fact that you think would likely surprise our audience about Albuquerque and entice them to come visit.
Well, Bobby Flay recently said that he thought New Mexico was the hottest food destination, the upcoming hottest food destination. I'd say we're official state question, red or green. Chili with an E is infused in everything here. If you haven't tasted New Mexican food, you need to come and do that for sure.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, Tanya, thank you very much for your time today. And, folks, if you want to find out more, and we would encourage you to do that, just go to visitalbuquerque.org. Visitalbuquerque.org. Have a great day. Okay, Tanya?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.
All right, there goes Tanya, Mary. At some point, we're going to get you up in that balloon.
Yeah,
for sure.
Here we go. It's a great city, though.
It is.
That won't be hard to get me to go to Albuquerque.
No.
Love it.
Absolutely. A reminder, folks, that you can find all of the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole other hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back. We'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.